200 years since they invaded Aboriginal land.
The land belongs to us. We belong to the land.
Government is trying to take away from us.
Don't call me a problem. I am not the problem. I have never left my country, nor have I ceded any part of it.
Let's talk. Triple A's flagship program that continues to elevate the diverse voices of First Nations people across the country. Centered around the unceded sovereignty of First Nations people in this country, honouring the history with a solutions-based focus on the future. With your host, Pomeroy journalist, Danny Tierce Johnson.
Yama, hello and welcome to Let's Talk. Good morning out there. I'm your host, Danny Tierce Johnson, Pomeroy journalist. I'd like to start this show by acknowledging country. I acknowledge the traditional owners from the lands that we broadcast from, and I extend that greeting all across this beautiful black nation of ours today to wherever you're listening, your elders past and present. Well, after 4 months of uncertainty, customers of a failed funeral insurer have had a burden lifted off their shoulders, with the federal government promising to pay out claims while it investigates the company's demise. In March this year, Upla Group, formerly known as the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund, went into liquidation controversially, leaving about 14,500, nearly 15,000 of our mob without cover. And it's just crazy. It's been a crazy story. And on the line today, I have Mark Holden from the Financial Rights Legal Centre. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danny. Great to be here.
First of all, a bit about yourself, your mob, your country, a bit about your job, please, brother.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm a Dungari man. Been living in Parramatta and also working at the Financial Rights Legal Centre as the Aboriginal Solicitor and Policy Advocate, and I've been working on UPLA for the past 4 years now.
And you've been very, very busy, brother, and, you know, thank you for your work on all of this as well. I know there's a lot of families out there who I know you've taken a lot of anxiety away, so I just want to say first up, thanks for your work, brother. It's been very important.
Oh, thanks, but there's so many hands. There's so many hands on deck to try and take this on as well too. But really, the most important part is community coming together to be able to help try to look at this too.
Yeah. Well, let's have a chat about this, shall we? And for people who don't know about this, first time listeners, long time callers, the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund, now known as UPLA, is a government scheme. We'll cover the cost for UPLA customers left without insurance. So that was a great announcement yesterday. You were at the press conference yesterday. Can you tell us about it?
I was, yeah. So I was right there with Linda Burney and Stephen Jones. So there's a couple of major announcements there. So first of all is that the government's going to be able to step in to be able to provide benefits for those people who've passed away. Now, this is going to be some sort of temporary solution right now until they can sort of try to figure out how to be able to take all this on. Now, second of all is that they're going to be paying out the benefits. So a lot of people thought that they were paying into a fund and they get what they pay back out, but it worked like an insurance policy. So if you if you're covered for $10,000, you get $10,000, even if you pay more than that. Yep. That's what it is. This will only cover anyone who was still paying into the fund up until the 1st of April 2020. The reason why it was 1st of April 2020 was that was around the time that UPLA were legally required to have a license to start selling their products, because before then it didn't have to have that. They were a bit unregulated. And also finally as well, that this temporary scheme only lasts until about the 30th of November next year.
Yep.
So this is going to give the government lots of time to really have a yarn with community, really talk to them to be able to learn what should be done here to be able to help save, business. So we want them to be able to do it in a very culturally safe way. We want them to be very inclusive, and we need to make sure it's First Nations ideas first on this, not having some ideas from some person in Canberra and then just start pulling out there without the community knowing what's going on too. There's also as well going to be some more details about this temporary emergency funding as well too over the coming weeks.
Yep.
So what we're asking, so when it comes down to what should I do if I need to make a claim, right now, the safest thing to do is to still lodge a claim through the liquidators, get your details on there, on the record, so that way that can sort of like is process. But as well, though, the government is looking at providing some sort of more of a safe way to be able to provide your details, to be able to make a claim. Because the one thing we're worried about is if they're going to simply set up a website, whereas a lot of us may not really have any access to internet or phones or anything like that to be able to access a website. So we're looking at different ways to be able to try and access that those claims to be able to get some sorry business help as well.
Mark, it just baffles me how Youplow, the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund, got away with this for so long. Like, we're talking 3 decades here, aren't we?
You're right.
And what you're saying is it's unregulated. They didn't need a license, and you know, and I know ASIC alleges the company, engaged in misleading conduct from 2015 to 2018, which seems pretty short of a window to me. And they've really gone in and targeted our communities. Like, you look at Yarrabah, they went door knocking up there. Nearly 800 residents out of the 3,000 were signed up. So there's been a targeting. Yeah. And I wonder, as a black fella, how do they get away with this for so long? They've been siphoning our money off 15,000 bloody families. It's just crazy.
That's a good question. I think that's the sort of thing that's going to be looked at here, coming down the line here. We want to be able to try to save sorry business first, like those who are in need. But you're right, though. It is a long history of this company being able to do what they've been doing for so many years. It took a Royal Commission to be able to expose all this after so many decades. I mean, we know that there has been some actions on this in the past, but as well, though, once the action's done, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop the practices. They just keep on doing it in a slightly different way. These guys had been operating under the radar for so many decades, just trying to be able to skirt the laws here and there, so that way one government department passes on to the other government department, and so forth and so forth. Mm. So it's like a bit of a game of hot potato there. But at the same time, though, all these people have been lied to as well about what they were.
Yeah, and I guess it's a very safe name, the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund, and sorry business is, you know, our biggest business, unfortunately. But if you think you're signing up to looking after your family, you think you're doing a good thing by putting certain amount of money away per week or fortnight, only to find out all of this. It's just, I don't know, I just find this just really sinister, and there's a sense of almost like evilness about it.
Well, that's exactly right. That is exactly what my clients have been telling me as well too. They wanted to be able to keep their family safe when it comes to sorry business as well too. Yeah. They were trying to be responsible in taking care of their own sorry business, so that way they wouldn't have to burden their family. But because of all of this, with Youplow's eventual collapse, with something that a lot of people saw coming as well too. These poor people now have to be able to take out loans or access a super, try to be able to pay for sorry business, and that would have a very strong intergenerational effect. So thankfully, this new scheme that's come forward here, that's going to help try to offset the impact of that for the time being.
Mm. Oh, this is so irritating hearing all of this. Like, our people, you know, we've got enough costs, we've got enough to deal with, to have some, you know, company come and prey on sections of our community, you know. It's just, it feels yuck, bro. It feels yuck.
The other thing as well, too, a lot of people felt so misled, not just about the name as well, too, but also as well, they thought that this was a fund. And in actual fact, it was actually insurance, but ACBF is on. ACBF has been trying to be able to fight tooth and nail for so many decades to say that they're not insurance, to try to be able to get away with not quite being regulated. And a lot of people have been so shocked to find out that they've paid over $30,000 over the decades, only to find out they're only entitled to about $6,000. I mean, there's no justice in that.
No, and it was earlier this year, an investigation by the ABC revealed the government had allowed the company to access welfare payments through CenterPay.
That's right.
This is despite warnings from customers could lose everything if the company went bust. How does this happen?
That's something that we were very shocked by as well too. That would have been seen as a lot of people saw that as sponsorship of Viewplus, saying that, well, if you can you get your center pay through your rent, through your energy bills, you know, why not your funerals? Like, people thought that was fine, and people were paying for decades on this. And the funny thing about that as well too, Danny, is that when CenterPay finally stopped for Uplo, at first I had about 26,000 to 30,000 customers, but then over the years it dwindled down to about 18,000. I mean, people were just either not able to get in contact with Uplo to be able to provide the bank details because of lack of access, or that they just couldn't really afford these payments in the first place. These people have been put under more financial hardship, because of CenterPay over the years.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the participants that did sign up were on the CDP program, the old CDP program, which is a work for the dole type of program, and they're getting deductions out of that. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Is there a sense that the government will be held to account over this, because the government has let this go for 30 years, and I know a lot of the people in the fund are really upset that the government has allowed this to happen, and blame them for allowing UPLA or the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund to continue to engage in this type of business.
Yeah, but we want to make sure that Soribus is saved first. We want to make sure that all Elizabeths are kept safe, and also that people are able to have Soribus take care of as well too. But you're right though that there has to be some accountability here. There has to be people who have to answer questions as to who, what, where, and why about all this as well too. I mean, the Royal Commission had given a really good exposure of ACBF and what they had done, but as well though, there were just so many other things that sort of hidden here as well too, such as, for example, why were the funds being drained to be able to pay for reinsurance payments to some company overseas that was owned by one of the ACBF directors as well too. Why wouldn't the enforcement proceedings try to be able to also target the directors as well too, rather than the company itself? There are so many questions about this that kind of shows here as to why these guys were allowed to be able to carry on for so long. But as well though, those are kind of questions that are going to have to be able to sort of gradually come along once we make sure that we have a remedy here first.
Yeah, and you're right, you know, because it's really important that we save Soribus now, and I can't imagine what some families are going through if they've got Soribus right now or in the coming months. You know, they might have a family member pass on what do they do in the short term, brother? If they are worried, if they have just lost a family member, something like that, what do they do?
Yeah. So right now, we want to be able to stand by and pay attention to our Mobstrong Debt Help Facebook page.
Yep.
So once we get any further updates as well from the federal government, we'll be able to spread out to the community. But for time being, there in this 4 weeks, if there is a loved one who's already passed away, still provide your details to the liquidators SB partners for them to be held on record. So that way, once something's been put in place, then the liquidators will be able to provide those details, hopefully, to the government to be able to get emergency funding.
Yeah, it's just, geez, they need it. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of anxious people out there. I hate the thought of our mob having to go for loans or try and access their super. Things like this to try and pay for funerals, because they are so expensive, and it happens so often for our mob. Mark, is there a sense of a total amount of money that's been paid into the fund or the insurance company? Over the 30 years, was there a sense of that yesterday at the press conference of exactly how much money has been scammed out of us?
Well, the liquidators are still going through the documents here and the paperwork. They've made some interesting findings so far about millions of dollars being taken out of the accounts against the trust deed. That's being investigated right now, we believe. But as well, though, in terms of the actual amounts been paid over time, it's a bit hard to say. For starters, we're relying upon UPLA's accounting record to be able to put all this together as well, too. But you've got 30 years of paper records, which can be hard to sort of put together. Yeah. Also, as well, too, we've got a large number of people who will sign up to this as well, too, been paying over the years and who've been cancelled as well, too. And also, as well, people have paid different premiums based on their age, their health condition, and the number of people they had insured in that. One of the common marketing tactics we had heard from the clients was that these marketers, they don't just go to community and leave. They come back time and time again just to be able to see if whoever they signed up also now had children. Like, a common practice they did was to ask, they targeted a lot of women and asked them to say, like, do you have any children, to add on to that? So it's sort of like adds so many variables to that as well, too. But we're talking tens of millions at least here that have been lost by the community.
Yeah, yeah, I just think it's probably way more than that. But, we had Keenan Mailman on a couple of months ago, and she got signed up. They door knocked on her house, and she was a single mother, and she said exactly that. Mm. They said, you know, how many kids you got, da-da-da-da-da-da, and spun the big yarn about looking after your children and making her feel guilty about, funeral costs for her kids and taking that burden off her, blah, 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 blah. So she signed up for her and her three kids, and this is just one story of 15,000, you know, so, it's really, really heartbreaking, this yarn. If Mob out there, can you tell us about Financial Rights Legal Sever, the Financial Rights Legal Centre, how Mob can get help with that, and particularly the Mob Strong Debt Help, how they can call. I just want Mob to be able to know, if we get anything out of this conversation, brother, I just want Mob to be able to feel like they can call somebody, talk to somebody, get some advice, take away some of their anxieties.
They can call our Mob Strong Debt Help Program. So that's 1-800-808-488. Mm-hmm. That's 1-800-808-488. Now, the problem would be, though, is that like back in March when this whole thing happened first, we got thousands of calls a day. So
yeah,
they
smashed.
Could be. We did. We just managed to get back to our backlog already.
Yep.
But as well though, if they're going to call up, they can definitely have a yarn with us as well too, to be able to ask what all this means as well too. But there could be some delays. Mm-hmm. It might be better to be able to check our Facebook page to sort of see what's happened here as well too, so that they can find out what's going on there. And then if they feel like they still need to have a yarn with us, then just give us a call. Because as well, we want to make sure we try to be able to reach as many people as possible to make sure they know what's going on as well.
Yeah, it must be so difficult because, like you said, you've got thousands and thousands of people calling, but you're only a small service looking after 15,000-odd mob.
That's right. There's only a handful of us as well. We're a community legal centre as well. So we do everything we can as well too, but there's always going to be a backlog of calls.
Yep, so just be aware out there, Mob, if you are calling for help and you do get, put on hold or the answer service, just be patient. They are small and they're trying to get through and look after all yours. You can also go to the financialrights.org.au website as well. Get some information on there. Going forward, brother, what's the process now? I guess in terms of compensation, yep. But also holding UPLA to account.
Well, yeah. So I guess we've got like a few things going on there. So first of all, we managed to take care of the emergency pressing problem of people dying right now. That's what's one problem solved for the time being. The next thing we need now to do is we need to make sure that the government's going to be able to set up culturally safe ways to be able to engage with the community as far as possible, to be able to try and get input from them as to what's it needs to be done. That's why it's always good to be able to try and engage as well. We're also as well got ourselves a little survey link on our website as well too, if you guys want to go to that, also on our Facebook page, because those who were affected by this should have a chance to be able to say what it is they want from here. So whether it might be compensation as to what they've lost here, but also as well too, if there's a real, if there's a chance here that we can't get compensation as well too, what else would you want? Some people have already suggested taking action against the people who had done all this wrong stuff. Other people are saying that we need to be able to set up a new fund to help those people out. But as well though, we really would love to be able to hear their thoughts and views about all this watch too, because that information we give straight to the government.
Yeah, and as much as needed, is there any other way besides Facebook as well that, because not everyone's on Facebook, actually less and less people on Facebook can go and sign up and get info?
Yeah, we've got our website as well too. So go to franchise.org.au. If you go to our Mobstrong Debt Hub website, that we should have the survey link there as well too. We also do have a paper version of the survey that we give out to our caseworkers across the country as well too, including a little QR code as well too, so you can just take your phone and snap it and take you straight to the survey there. But as well, though, yeah, we want to be able to get as many people who are affected by this on board here as to what should be done about this.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's a 30 years of pain that we'd love to get some answers for and get some outcomes for. And it's great to see, I guess, Linda Burney and the government, you know, take up the issue and you know, I guess get a little bit of an outcome right now for families. You know, it's good to see that. So I'm not sure if that would have happened under the previous government. You know, I don't know that for sure. But it's great to see this is sort of happening.
Yeah, it was great. It was great for Linda to support that as well too. But also as well, it was actually quite good as well for the Treasurer, Minister for Provincial Services, Stephen Jones, on there as well too. He definitely was listening to us, and he definitely does have a commitment to try to be able to help out here as well too, as best he can. But as well though, here, I mean, we want to make sure that we get things done right first. That's what we want to prioritise.
Yeah. Oh, well, mate, again, thanks for all the work you've been doing on this. You have been working on it for 4 years, and we're saying just off air, it was about that time ago at the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund, or the UPLA, as it was called, was out at the Knockout in Dubbo a few years ago. And I told this story to Keenan Malman, who I had on a couple of months ago when we were first talking about this when it went down. So I actually won a TV off UPLA in a raffle. They had this raffle, and it was a flash TV too. And I tried to give it to the Moree Boomerangs under 13s team. Because they were going to just like, oh, you just can raffle it off again and make money to come for the Knockout next year. But it didn't fit their bus, so I had to take it home. And I ended up giving it to my parents, and it's still sitting there in their lounge room. So now I'm going to have to tell them to get rid of it. It's got bad juju, that TV.
it's okay. I've got myself some of their stuffed toys in the office as well too. I mean, like, it makes you feel a little sad, but as well though,
I remember at the Knockout, it was a big, like, they had a big stall, they had toys, they had raffles, they had all this stuff they were giving away.
It was the biggest stall out there. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I was there too. Yeah,
they had ex-footballers being ambassadors, you know. And so to see all this come full circle of these years later, brother, what a time for our people.
Yeah, I know. But as well, we're the ones who push on. We're the ones who survive. We're the ones who know how to dictate our future.
Yeah, well said. That's Mark Holden there, lawyer for the Financial Rights Legal Centre. Brother, if there's more news and more announcements coming up, can you come back on the show, please?
Yeah, absolutely. No worries, Danny.
It'd be great to keep our mob informed, keep them up to date. And like I said out there, mob, if you need information, just be patient. Go onto the websites, go onto the Facebook pages, get the info. But again, just be patient, because they're only a small team looking after a big lot of mob out there. But that's our show for today. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Danny.
That's it, your mob. Make sure you go out there, get your advice that you needed for any mob affected by the Aboriginal Community Benefits Fund. Get onto the Financial Rights Legal Centre website, fill in what you can, and just remember to be patient. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk on AAA Murray Country.